we are given Apostle Martin Luther
in 1517.
This Protestantism arose as salvation in those days. It was not able to take a long time. Because by 1800 it had already fallen flat. And God still arose against salvation in America in the 1800s. As we reached the 1906,
the
salvation which arose in America had begun to fall. But the greatest fall happened in the
2000s.
And that fall has affected us much.
But
all before we reach all that far,
we are
still seeing reasons God gave Apostle Martin Luther
in
1517 to begin the Protestantism,
all
salvation which arose then to protest against the Catholicism,
which
had attached themselves to Christ yet they didn't do things of truth. The reason we are out to seeing on the three reasons, we are on the last reason. The three reasons, out of them came 95 reasons. Or 95 phases. There is another word I was looking for. Who remembers that word?
Yeah? Okay. Praise
Jesus so much. But some of those reasons which were given Apostle Martin Luther, he was meant to protest against selling of things in the synagogue or the church.
Or which is called
the church business. That for building the church, which was called the building, and which they call the building now, in which is the mistake. And they protested against offering the money of the purgatory. And they said, when you offer it, if you died and you have sins, it can recommend you. And they take you to the place known as purgatory. And they punish you a little. And they take you out, head you on to heaven. All those words were false. Through what God gave Martin Apostle Martin Luther, in the 1517, you arise the Protestantism, salvation which was being renewed.
Now,
we have studied this part for some time. The aspect we're covering much. Even those Protestantism went back to all those things. Like I told you, in 1800, they had already fallen. That word of selling things in the church,
for
what they call church business, for building the church, it was spoken wrongly. It was not building the church as the building.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. It was not building church as children of God, and yet they built the building.
Yeah. So,
now, what does it mean? That Apostle Martin Luther, the reason they gave him, but he had not gotten enough light. And as I speak, even today, they resume to gather that money, and they say, that is for building church. That moves all religions, and it moves in the salvation. For it to move, don't need the footsteps of falling. And they made you raise money that they claim before it's for building church. But the church, they mean the building,
yet
not the saints of God. Truth, money was to be gathered to build the church, the saints of God.
And
wasn't coming from selling things as you do business right here.
No, exchanging a sentence. Why you cannot come out?
Exchanging money that you give out, this God will restore this money to you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
Why you know
that give this out?
Come out,
God will give you this in place.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
We come out exchange of money.
Now the exchange of money, of what is a cent?
But money changes.
This money changes.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
What do we want to give up on the sun?
This day we want to move on to give light.
That
still is right.
The
gathering of this money.
And
all these, the tithes and the offerings.
Even those
they gathered from things they sold.
Those they gathered
from the money of the purgatory.
They said
it was to build the church of Christ, which is the building. Something which was very wrong.
And it's
up to now wrong.
Or do you
gathering money as you build buildings?
And
you think you build the church for Christ? When we gather to build the synagogue of the church, for we are the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So what do you? Now,
when we get back to John chapter 2,
yeah,
he spoke like this.
Verse 15 and 16.
John chapter 2 from verses 15.
Now fule emiguo lukoba. Naba goba wonna. Muyekaru. Ne diga neinte. Naise feza. Ezaba wanyise feza. Na yuwa efeza. Ezaba wanyise feza. Na funike mbao za we. Ulekuminomukaga. Nagamba abali batunda amayiba nti mujewe ebintu bino muleme kufula nyumba ya kitange nyumba ya buguzi.
Yes, praise Jesus so much. The church business, church business and in the synagogue. We saw all the things in the topic we covered before. We got to discover and many religions and they believed
and
even they salvation, some of them, that of the con men, those in the form of this business, and they preach as they are selling products on the side. And they forget Ecclesiastes
3,
verses 1 to down,
that
everything has its season and time.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Everything has a place to be done from. As Apostle Paul preached the gospel, and he moved out to make tents to get and earn money from that.
So he
did do that at the same time.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
what we want to move on, look at some of those who gathered money and this business. Even those who preach the financial gospel,
and
they claim they build the body of Christ,
and
that they build the church of Jesus, that thing from ancient days is wrong, for they rather build buildings. What they were doing was wrong. Selling those things and giving people money for purgatory. Even what they were going to build out of the money. And they called it the church of Jesus was wrong. Up to today it is wrong. Unto those doing it. So if they were to build the church,
they
were meant to build me and you.
Let's move on
to John chapter 2 we hear.
John chapter 2, verses
17.
Abayigirizwa be ne bajjukira nga kyawandiikibwa nti obujja bw'ennyumba yo buli ndya. 18. Awo Abayudaaya ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti kabonero ki kwotoolesa akakukoza bino.
Yes, you must praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
our Lord Jesus, when he entered the synagogue,
walked
in the shadow temple. The shadow temple, which was the building, It came to pass what is in the Psalms, that the zeal of God's house will consume him. But remember those days, you are a shadow of the temple of God. We are waiting for that to be built in 3 days, that which moves in us. And this one explains it down. Now, in all today, to claim you're building the house of God, you are meant to build the saints. This building, you're meant to build it as you build the synagogue. The synagogue of the church.
And
God blesses you over that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. We hear John chapter 2, verses
19. Abayudaaya ne boogera nti yeekaalu eno yazimbirwa emyaka 46. Now, what is in the Nakusatu?
Yes, you must praise Jesus so much. Remember, there was that temple, the shadow temple. But he told them, break it down and destroy it. And I will build it in 3 days. And they told him, this was built for 46 years. And you built it in 3 days. But the explanation answered this. Let's read and we hear. John chapter 2, verse
21. Abayigirizwa be ne bajjukira nti yayogera ekyo.
Yes, you must be. Praise Jesus so much.
Yayogera ku yeekaalu yaki.
He spoke of the temple of his body.
Orabye entandikwa y'okukyusibwa kwa yeekaalu.
You see the beginning of the change of the temple.
Oba ennyumba ya Katonda.
Of the house of God.
Okuva mu kizimbo okudda mu mubiri.
From the building to get into a human body.
Jukira.
Remember.
That temple which was shown
King Solomon to build. It was shown initially to Moses. It was the shadow of this our body.
And
just as our hearts were hard, even on the other temple they inscribed laws on the tablets of stone to represent the stony hearts we hold.
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus so much.
Now,
we shall see those things in the right Christ and his charge. But Christ Jesus our master, he showed us the change of the temple.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much. And we remember when we ended studying, we had some of these. Even these monies they move on gathering, or that they used to gather in the church business.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. In that they called the church or the synagogue. They didn't gather for building new as the new church. Christ Jesus our master. But they focused on building buildings as you see them filling the world. Those of the Catholics,
Protestants,
the Protestants,
the Seventh Day,
the Adventists,
the
Jehovah's, even the some born again, salvation. Salvation of that which fell. Buildings, they are focusing to build the march. Gather money to build cathedrals.
The
powerful house of God. But that's not the building of the church of God. Reasons which came from long and they came make us fall. They had still stuck on the way.
Because
God has just given us the chance
that
restores us to understand this temple, to understand the right church to be built,
and
to know that the building, it will be always the synagogue,
and
which will be built to save us from the rainfall of the sunshine. But the church to be built, and they are meant to be the saints. And that is the temple of the Spirit of God. Give them reasons they gave in gathering those money.
And
those still given by some people, still they are not right reasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I request you to repeat this verse for us. John chapter
2:21. Nebakiriza ebyawandikibwa n'ekigambo Yesu kye yayogera.
Yesu yabazibwe. Praise Jesus so much. After he raised the up,
akomezawo ekanisa enaku
esatu. And he restored the church of 3 days.
Yukira unaku unaku olwokubiri.
Remember the second day.
Nafe yali atuza bujja.
We too he was renewing, restoring us.
Era olunaku olwokusatu yali atuza bujja.
It is the third day he raised us up.
Abo atugamba kose esule yomukama.
As he tells us in the Hosea chapter 6.
Kale erifwe abafiramu naye era tuzukiramu naye okubiri ekanisa.
Us who die with him and raise him to be a church.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yabo yamala okubanga azukidde.
After he had raised up.
Nebategeera yekalu enaku esatu.
They understood the temple of the 3 days.
Inga bitwasima.
But what we started last time, it showed us when they were beating him, they were destroying the shadow temple which is of the body.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. When he was about to commit up his spirit, the temple was destroyed. The shadow temple, even the veil was torn apart.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Now the changing of the church, or the temple of God, to shift from the building, it happened in the eras of the Lord Jesus.
And
the past 2018 years as I speak now, ever since the temple of God was shifted from the building, the shadow temple, to get into us, to get into the saints of God.
So, now these
things we have been seeing,
on
the fourth beast, the spirit of Satan, which appeared in the Roman Empire, which made the image known as the Roman Catholic Church,
it
evolved to pervert our destiny
and
the creation of these numerous religions
and
the acts which are not worthy or not walking the truth of the word of God. It involves destruction. You are getting destroyed in religion, even in the false salvation.
It
appear like a wizard or a sorcerer.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now it's a word to be careful of. When
you
read the 1 Corinthians 3:16, God shows us the right church to be built.
First Corinthians 3:16.
Temumanyenga
muri yekalu ya Katonda. Erango moyo gwa Katonda abera mu mwe.
Yes, he was praise Jesus so much.
Kugamba okuva mu biro bya mukama wa fiye.
Right from the eras of the Lord Jesus.
Yamara kuzaliwa ku siko
na. After he was born on the world,
ikanisa ya Joseph,
the church was changed, the temple was changed.
Ikanisa ere chimanyidwa nge kunganiro,
mune
chimanyidwa nga pajita bitemwe. Temple,
the temple.
The
temple was changed. Oh, that which is known as the house of God. To shift from the building. For he's meant to build that one for 3 days.
If
he say what's the shadow temple,
he's
meant to build as Moses was commanded. If he's not to build that,
they
are meant to build the one for 3 days.
Spoken,
don't you know you are temples of the Lord? And the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you. All religions you see which they gave, which they came giving and what they give, even to reach to some of the salvation, these monies they gather, Through selling things as you see them, or through exchange. And they say, give out your land that you build the house of God.
He
will give you another land to build you a house also. Yet we built buildings out of that. Did build this right church.
So, the
question of the spirit of Satan appearing in the beast form
has
ended in the kingdom of the Roman Empire and made its image known as the Roman Catholic Church, out of which have come religions which confuse. And they fight the real salvation. And even there's a false salvation. And
they
never build you as a church, no matter how you want it. Buildings, cathedrals. They have aeroplanes and cars. But they don't know even where you live. They don't know how you sleep and eat. They are building the church of God. All those. This spirit of Satan which appeared in the fourth beast, which appeared in the kingdom of the Roman Empire, that beast itself made its image, the Roman Catholic Church, has come many religions and false beliefs.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So move on now.
Now, in all,
Katonda wabayo girakati kuchizimbe ngachino.
When God speaks of the temple and building like this,
achita walibera uwema.
He calls there will be a tent. Which will help you, save you from the rainfall to hit you and the sunshine. And
they
say, I'll bless you. Still, I'll put my glory upon it. But that building is no more the church. It's no more the house and the temple of God.
He
started to change, make his temple within us. Those who have been building those things, they have broke us much claiming they are building the church, yet they have never built it. That spirit of Satan is what has moved on to do things right from the eras of the Roman Empire. That Roman Empire is that had put the Pharisees, which was in Israel. Those secrets too are there.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much.
So,
now, in the way like that, build this tent or this temple, he speaks of it like this.
In
Isaiah chapter 4, from verse 5 and 6. Isaiah chapter 4, from verses 5.
Era Mukama, alitondera ku buli nyumba ey'olusozi Sayuni, ekire n'omukka emisana, n'okumasamasa kw'omuliro ogwaka ekiro. Kubanga waggulu ku kitiibwa kyonna kulibaako ekiritimbibwako. Olunnyo lw'omukaaga. Era walibaawo eweema okuba ekisiikiriza emisana eri olubugumu, n'okuba ekiddukiro era omwekwekebwa eri kibuyaga n'enkuba.
Yes, we have praised Jesus so much.
Kwegamba Mukama,
now God,
when
he build here, he takes us, we are on his mountain, we are on the gathering, synagogue.
And
puts his glory there. He puts the pillar
of
cloud during the and he sends angel Michael and these armies to watch and protect us, those moving on the white horses. And in the night, the pillar of fire, as he sends the angel of fire, those moving on the horses of fire. But he puts that on the synagogue,
on that
synagogue where church gathers from, to save us from the rainfall, the sunshine and the heat. And when we build it, he blesses us. But we have to build it wisely.
And
we know that's not the church.
Now,
we have to seize hold the spirit of the beast in us, the spirit of Satan,
which
been haunting everyone who has been raising up in salvation.
Well,
we showed you salvation which was in Israel. where it began from, and it fell. And it
started
from in the 14 AD,
as we reached
312
in
the era of Emperor Constantine, and it had fallen again.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What caused in the 583
and
the 609, Islam to arise in the entire world. These were merchants who moved the entire world. Now in the 1517,
Vision
arose again through Apostle Martin Luther as the Protestants.
It
just fought to restore the light of the world.
Surprising
it moved a short time. The 1800, they had fallen.
A
super falling. Those who had gone back build buildings claiming they are the church. And they attached, inscribed on them St. Stephen's Church. All those things are so amazing. Surprises, salvation arose again in America by 1800. By 1900, we began the journey of falling. In 2000, salvation had become something else. Now we appear, we are totally gotten rotten. And we are finishing. But God is faithful.
He's
put eras of restoring us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he has been.
Praise Jesus
so
much. Now, in prophecies which you
are
shown,
it has
shown a building is not going to be a church to be built, but it's going to be a tent to help the church. And the church is us.
Now,
these things are amazing. Everywhere you pass,
you see
the spirit of the beast, how it's worked out, the spirit of Satan.
And they
are building the house of God with strength. And you even stir up your hearts.
Who
are to build the house of God today, giving
out the cement.
Those to build bring cement bags.
And
you're going to bring 50 bags. Raise hands to build the house of God.
They
say, who are to build the tent where the church of God is to gather? Where the house of God is to gather? We raise hands.
But
we raise, thinking where we build, God is to live in that house. That's why Acts tells us, never lives in houses built by human hands. Acts 17:19
to
23. What have we been up to now?
The
spirit of Satan. Confuse you doing things that you don't know, you do wrong things. Imagine you're going to demand back the
bank
you gave him to build his house. He said, which house did you build for me?
That's
the Lord, build the tent, it's the seat for the church.
Church,
we gather in the synagogue when we are well. And the sunshine didn't hit us.
Even
the cold did affect us. Now, Lord,
bless
me for that.
But
you say, God, I've built your house. You child, what is wrong with you? I changed the temple. I changed my temple. Don't surprise what was doing all that. The spirit of Satan appearing in the form of the beast. Converting the destiny of salvation.
Converting
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Men have been putting us on tension. Build the cathedral of God. Even men, they are old, but they grew in an evil spirit, the spirit of Satan. They mature with bald heads, but they have built synagogues, cathedrals, like this one here, Dubaka, and many others. He comes out speaking. The archbishop. They have built the temple for God. It's about to be finished. The two is corrupted. This is not abusing. The spirit of Satan, we are fighting it. Makes you a beast to speak what you don't understand. You don't separate what's the temple of God and what's not his. You are an unusual animal. You even think what you speak, you understand much. People out here with the light of the word, we lighten in you. And we say you've gotten all in vain. Because we see what you speak. Then perverted you, what you speak is wrong.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Let me tell you the things. When God explained to me the journey of heaven, I called him Lord. These people are going to say I'm abusing them for speaking of those things. What am I to do? He told me not by your power. For that place, God in the Zachariah. You'll speak by the Spirit of God. By my Spirit. You will speak them. Even my children will hearken unto them. And the Spirit explains those of God here and the words of God. But don't you see that clear?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. What rightful temple is to be built?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
The
religion and they are failing things in their
house.
Take your gift with boldness. Build the house of God. You see someone is protruding eyes.
Build your house.
I've just spoken and show him to you.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus. Something's wrong in this world. The spirit of Satan
is
passing through, spreading everywhere. To forget to build the rightful church of God, the church of Christ.
Gather
money in all ways.
Yet,
we determined to build the building. Jesus, what is spoken by Matthew 24, saying this.
Matthew 24, verses 1. Nibajja okumulaga amazimba ga yeekaalu. Olwokubiri. Naye n'addamu n'abagamba nti, temulaba bino byonna. Mazima mbagamba nti, tewali sigala wano jjinja eriri kungulu ku jjinja litalisuulibwa wansi.
Yes, we have praise Jesus.
Kakati, mu Yokaana essuula eri ey'okubiri.
John chapter 2, which we have been reading and
seeing.
From 16 to 18.
Yesu ayogera ku kumenya yeekaalu.
Jesus speaks of destroying the temple.
Agizimbe mu nnaku
ssatu. Builds it in 3 days.
Bagimenye yagizimbe.
Destroy it, he builds it.
Yali annyonnyola ku yeekaalu y'omubiri guno.
Explain of the temple of this body.
Gusaanyizibwawo.
When it is destroyed,
n'ey'omubiri ng'eggwawo.
Even that which is of the shadow is destroyed. The shadow shown to Moses and Solomon. It raises up the new one. Disciples did first realize it then. They moved him outside. They were outside. Master, look well at the design.
Look
at the things you claim you have to destroy and build another in 3 days. Look at the design. There is a gold. Yes. How are you going to build it in 20 days?
He
told them no stone is to remain on another. That's why it was torn apart, destroyed. Up to today it was devastated. Don't ask what. The spirit of the beast of Satan consumes your mind and you can't reason.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
He said,
no stone will remain on another. You of this generation, can you claim you're building God that house? Is he going to come back for it? But we gathered money much from ourselves. Building the house of God is
church.
We too, we come from wherever we come. We are going to church. Yet you are the church. Now the spirit of Satan turns you into an unusual insect. It's never been.
things
which are not clear.
When
you read the Bible, they say you are the temple of God. You are the church of God.
And
then you say, I'm going to church. You
are
being corrupted, yet you don't know it. Those understanding when they find you speak, they say you're mad.
Okay, now
where are you going? I'm going to church.
You're
not the church.
Today
when we speak them, those who hear us speak, we are the ones who are mad. You know, when you went to Karamajong's, when you have clothed, they wondered, why are you clothing? You, what are you doing? You are clothing? Those are bad manners. They were in the bad manners of walking naked. The problem of the spirit of Satan
it
appears in the form of the beast.
That
we started in Daniel 7. Last ended putting the powerful kingdom that known as the Roman Empire, which made its image the Roman Catholic Church, to fight with salvation and the right Christ and his church. There arose religions just like that.
Names,
it is, and the beliefs. Salvation we arise, but no. Don't accept the light to shine.
When
the Spirit comes, lifts us up.
But
it's the way we are taken off sanity. Look, we have thousands of men in this world. But when you look at them,
Inspector General Prophets.
They have titles, elevated titles. Also the Pope and the other colleagues in honors.
Salvation,
we have people with honors and titles. Spent 40, 50 years preaching. They have never discovered which rightful temple or church of God they are to build. Now God is going to ask the church on the day they check from the body, where are my churches built?
That
I built a cathedral at Rubaga.
Satan
is a great fool and very bad person. Corrupt you and you never realize you're corrupted.
What
Jesus spoke in Matthew 7, verse 21 to
Mukamange, Mukamange
will come say, my Lord, my Lord, not to enter the kingdom. Preach the gospel in your name. What gospel? We cast
out,
freeze the debt in your name. Go away from here. Never known you. Rebellious children. Never did what my father wants. Jesus is Lord, is not what to
do.
When you preach the gospel, ask, what are you preaching? You preached, and they ask which gospel you preached. When you push the people, and you made business from them,
in
church as they've gathered. And you build buildings, left my people suffer. The Pope even claims we make people give purgatory money.
We used
it to build your house, O Lord.
Purgatory
money was officiated in 312. Build St. Peter Basilica, renewing it
at Vatican.
That they call St. Peter Basilica's church. And they created that thing. People, because they had sins and they didn't want to give them
up,
they brought money, offered it. But they had promised them that money, it will recommend them. On the day they will check for the body with sins. Many things are done under the sun.
And
then, hidden under building the church of God. Yet they themselves have never built it. You know, when you look to Ephesians 5, verse 25 to 27, Apostle Paul spoke by the Spirit of God, and he stayed like this. Ephesians 5:25. Christ loves the church, and he gave up for himself for the church. Let's ask a question. He gave himself up for the church, the building, or you? You think Christ died for the building?
And one number.
For you told me you are going to church. And Satan corrupts the mind.
But
reached a time you no more come to study God. And they enter the word in you, I'm going to pray. And we've come to pray. But accept my teachings and not silver. And do we hear that?
And Satan is so kind of going to say,
Satan entered a bad mentality in you. That you're going to pray. Praying. The word that my house of my father will be a house of prayer. That word is wrong. It will be a house of worship. For we had a place where they prayed from. 16:16 unto 20. And demons were in some places which prophesied.
Yes, we always
raise Jesus.
How
problems that come from time. Jesus is giving up himself. He died for the church. And that is me and you. What have you been building then? Our fathers died in that unrighteousness. And they are in hell, all of them. Right from different religions. Till we have been changed and get back the rightful salvation. That which sat in the counsels of God's words. Speaking Jeremiah 23:18. Analyzing well the light of the word of God. Focused on it to understand.
This day they are building Church of England, Church of Uganda, Church of Kenya,
Church of Kenya,
Church of America,
Church of America. These are buildings. They would have said Church of God. And we know it's wrong, but they have committed it to God.
But
wrong, and still it's not of God.
People were still maybe Protestants.
Maybe Apostle is a Protestant. Salvation, we are telling you the phases it's passed through. The phases. After you understand that, you who God is raising this time, that should be very careful.
For
drop back the entire world. Put me this evil spirit of Satan. Moved on past in the spirit of a beast. Much salvation has been perverted from trust.
Others
resorted to business, they are preaching business gospels. Buildings claiming that a church. Don't know you when you are built. As the church. Jesus gave himself up for, as a church. Everything he has gave it to you, up for you as church. The question is things you gave out.
Ask you in the church business
as it happens. You gave it for what church? Jesus came up for the church, you, the person.
You,
the things you gave out were for which church? The building or the people? Men bring up powerful plans. A building design. The brother was giving an envelope here. The brother Isma. Big envelope like this. They were pledging for building the building. Church of God,
power.
Put in money, build a house for God. He to build you housings. We told him it that out. It's the money. After you understand rightful giving, you come and give. You went back, ate the money. And he shook the chips. Now, what did they do to you?
Baba tisanga boy, muna zidi ya muda ya kula makatona, ajaba kuma.
God will beat you. You think he's a fool? He doesn't understand.
Tamani nyumba yele.
He doesn't know his house and what's not his.
Yes, we was
raised Jesus. The drama is on this world. What I request is one thing. God, to help us to stand in knowledge. Let me tell you a secret. When God gives you power and doesn't give you wisdom and knowledge, and this counsel, even fear of Him, you are going to fall.
It's
possible to stand in power. How one can never stand
Samson
in it. Had much power and strength. The problem he had no understanding. Even knowledge he didn't have it. He had some wisdom once in a while. And he could speak out riddles. Speak what's hidden in riddles.
I tell you,
a woman tricked him many times. wanted to beat him, that he discovered the source of his strength. Woman told him, my strength is in this. And they come attack him. Yet he told her the wrong things. But the spirit connect a little here, a little here. Why is this woman tricking me and they attack me? Even here she did and they attacked me. Understanding who enters you in knowledge. Separate the worthful from the worthless. That's serving God and never serving Him. The righteous and the unrighteous. God gives you power to uproot. And you can have buildings, throw them off. And you beat down people. The gathering of people you
wisdom,
understanding,
knowledge,
you will never stand. That power itself will make you fall. But you cannot have understanding to know it's God who gives it to you. That it has conditions attached to sustain it. We don't speak of conditions of the wizards. We speak of the laws of God. Now you see and look at this house.
Sorry.
Now these ones were building this house. Have you seen it? The design?
As
the word I'm reading is that here in the corner.
As I am building the house of God,
Nganzimba enyumba ya Mukama,
may He also build my future.
Lekana ye asime future yange. 500,000 shillings.
Brother Ismail, as it
came, Brother Ismail was putting it, the money in the envelope.
Bagambi,
they have said,
The synagogue church of all nations.
Synagogue church of all nations. Is this for this prophet a sorcerer? This is not here, it's me speaking. You look at it, Jesus is going to come back for that building, the church. Let me tell you, Satan corrupted people's minds long time.
And
your mind is just getting healed, that you get aligned. You understand how things are meant to be. But the spirit of Satan, the spirit of the beast,
Roman Empire,
which appeared through the Roman Empire, and it's made its image the Roman Catholic Church. It's come fighting salvation.
It
goes from the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Despite
the Red Christ in this church, these saints make us gather money and they build things. And you build a thing like that. And you pray, oh God, and build a temple for you.
That's why I got it. We can zoom it.
And they say, you mad person.
I don't know the
We show the evil spirit how he's been doing these things. And you know those doing that, what spirit reigns over them. Let's finish in Ephesians here.
Ephesians 5:26. Alyoka jitukuze nga mazo kujirongosa n'okujinaza n'amazzi mu kigambo. Abiri mu musango. Alyoka jereetere yennyini ekkanisa y'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino. Naye ebeera entukuvu eteriiko bulema. Abiri
munaana. That you can bring in the church which has not a spot and no wrinkle. Men are punished buildings. They have painted it. All the paintings are on. And they put on Church of God.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. That's why God never gave us a word upon a building as it calls church. And he did send us to begin church. He sent us to minister, to serve.
And
he already began his church. He said you to build on it. As each administration is. Be very careful. Many people hear them out. God sent me to start a church. What church are you starting? Some of you never even heard God, you who claim you, he sent you.
That is
Satan confusing you. Satan and his fallen angels. That he showed in the vision at the glorious church. The church showed me the place how to build it. Tell me that I straight know you have something on your head. In the world, they say that they have things you are using. But this time, I will tell you how things using you.
Can't
bring such an unclear language. But when God met Apostle Paul,
he
didn't tell him go start the church.
He
told
him
the work I've chosen you for the Gentiles.
But the
chief cornerstone. That's why Apostle Paul didn't preach much on him.
On
the things the Spirit made him speak.
Peter,
Apostle Peter says,
those
who are not taught and strong, they
destroyed
them for their own destructions.
You
find you planted the head title in Ephesians. Maybe if there's a scripture speaking of eatings. Like books of Colossians, they don't waste time there. Let me ask a question. To prove the spirit of Satan has affected us much. Where have they worked on you to take away the spots and the wrinkles from you as church? That which Jesus is going to come back for. Who knows you, Church of God, where they have settled? Jesus died to do for us. To place us as church. I'm a minister. I mop and clean the church. Madness, yet you've not realized you're mad yourself. Praise the Lord. One day, I was at
Bukedde
television. It was a Sunday. Pastor Namutevi, she was teaching about ministry. She read Isaiah 42. And he said, this is my servant whom I am delighted
though,
that listen to him. And she told her colleagues, if you are even cleaning the pastor's car, Christ introduced you to the Father, that is my servant. If you are mopping the church, Christ introduced you to the Father, that is my servant. And is pleased of you.
Man.
No. You see how the spirit of Satan works.
They
totally differ from the spirit of God. We believe the spirit of God was in the apostle. Let's see their talk and how they ministered and
support.
What did they call church and what they never called? What do they call ministry and what is not? Every person is given a different ministration, different gifts, and they are marked in the scriptures. But the gift of mopping the synagogue, we do it for the good of church. Those we call fruits of the spirit, goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What a gift. Ladies and gentlemen, your anointing is not washing the apostle's car. It's not the apostle. The anointing is not washing our car.
We
began to visit us, reach all places we are in. If I raise people here, the car has visited. Those they have helped, they can show themselves. Yet it's been a few days here. The gift of the spirit, you're free to wash it. It's a gift of goodness. Others had anointed to polish pastors' shoes. And they are anointed
for
friends, that is helping each other. Even though we have a gift of helping, but not in that way. There is love. We do it in love. We shall see that in the right Christ and his church. And the false Christ and their churches. You'll be surprised how the world has been moving even. Let the mother give the flask to the child. You sit with her, go give her what she wants. You are eating in the word the children are eating.
For
their seasons have not reached.
And you
want to think that them two are in the word.
Yes, we have a sign.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
I'm going to summarize concerning of things which we are gathered. Even to reaching doing business and church we've gathered. In our synagogue. Yet all those they told us one thing. They are for building church. Yet they never built it. But when the Bible shows us in the Acts, the men who built the church as they're led by the Spirit of God. They did these ones down here. Acts chapter 4, verse 34. Acts chapter 4, verse 34.
Tewali mubo eyetaaganga. Kubanga bonna abalina ensuku oba ennyumba bazitundanga ne baleeta omuwendo gwazo ezaatundibwanga. 35. Ne bakuteeka ku bigere by'abatume. Nibagabira buli muntu ngowe ngabwe yeetaaganga.
Praise Jesus so much. Those who sold their possessions and took up tithe in the offerings, others sold with the motive of giving out to build the house of God, the church, by all shows, and they give each person as their need was. That shows us what? It shows us what the Lord told us in John. You're no more going to worship me in Jerusalem. It's a synagogue built there. Neither on the mountains. Now where 2-3 will be gathering. That is the church. I will be in their midst. It's no more than the building of the other place. That is the church of God.
But
that synagogue he puts that we don't forsake the fellowship. But see in the Acts 4, verse 34 to down, they brought on the apostles' feet. There were the tithings and the offerings. Those they gave out freely as free will. But they used them to charge the saints of God. Each they tried to see
what
given as their need is. The main thing is this. The church of God is meant to be built in two ways. In the flesh,
to
see how it progresses. Even in the spirit, we are given spiritual gifts. Each one be able to build another.
So,
now it broadens, we shall sit in the request and his charge. Now, the things and the offerings brought to help build the church in the flesh. Let me tell you one thing. If religions from long they had stood in salvation as they had begun, if this salvation stood in the rightful salvation, and the agenda is to build church,
there
wouldn't have been a poor among us.
The
children of God have tried to give as it's possible. They have tried. But robbers are right in the temple of God.
They're
in the midst of church thieves.
They
have the spirit of Satan, the spirit of the
beast,
which never wishes others, which is self-seeking and wishes itself. They have cars, monies on accounts.
Let me tell you,
Deuteronomy 14 would have come to pass.
You
shouldn't be a poor in your midst. They would have ceased to be. Even though you just come from school and you fail to get jobs and we begin our own jobs, the tithe things along the baskets they get.
And
these ones who go to fields, they pack pickup trucks of cars. Even pickup is a small thing. They bring these box cars and they pack money in them. Most of them are thieves, you'll see them. Even the one you see as if he's right, when you ask him where he takes the money, you will see the riches he has now. Yet
many,
the children of God also rich. Let me tell you the thing is this. God to create us two-sided.
Where?
Here.
This one,
eye, nose, mouth, to the down. He wanted to show us that we are two.
And
we are meant to mature two ways. Imagine.
Right,
your infancy on your side of this left is the one which has been growing.
And
when your head is divided into two portions, The head too was growing one side, and this one is still better. The right.
Why? Because
how you not balanced? Would that be the monster itself?
Don't
show you all sides that will grow. Now, as we build church, and it's you. You grow spiritually and physically. Progress one side, it will beat the other side lagging behind.
Why did you give me all this much knowledge when poverty is finishing me?
That's why I say build the church of Christ. Reaching the measure of Christ. They sold, just as they still
do.
Even much business is moving on in church. In the church. But they don't use it to build church. They are rather building buildings because of the evil spirit of Satan. Can't accept them, even see acts of apostles and prophets.
Can't ask how they handled each one and none was in need.
But you make people give up money for purgatory. That they build the house of God.
That
they are to make them be beaten. They have never built it. You put upon much falsehood on them. But this world and what is in it?
Just
tell them this is the synagogue of the church. When we build a synagogue where we gather from
us,
and we raise money for that as that, I tell you we are to reach a time and we stay friends. We want money to build the church. That's the program I showed you on Sunday. We shall know who are still. We gather money ourselves, money for building the church.
That's an extra offering
for building the church. And we raise up one by one. We are going to make a challenge in the world. That's what God has sent us for. That called new generation.
With
full knowledge of God and His glory. People who reach to desire to come. Full knowledge, good things are plenty there. They are the
right
to treat us in every way. We must build the church.
Let's accept the spirit of God from
the evil spirit of Satan, that of a beast. People are all stirred up. Spent 20 years. They are in church, as they say. They are like a dog which is a thief. They all walk like that. They don't feel themselves. You walk, you come to gather, but you're all there. Jesus, I don't know where they want, because I want to go to heaven. But
someone
would have run from you.
We
find the
women,
they walk, even the wind blows them like that. They don't understand well. Oh, Jesus. Drop, I'll show yourself. Let me tell you, Satan has tormented the children of God. This is Spectre's church. There is an old man who was being made to push the gate. Is here our father sitting here? And when is it?
He's
an elder man. He's the one who pushes the gate. back is broken. Struggling like that. One day will come to greet you. If you wait for us, it's no more shameful.
For
well, strong man. But this world, they told him that's his ministry. He's on the gate. Big gate like that.
One
day
would
have their father physically.
I
have said the one older than you called them father.
But he can't believe I know more. You were standing with me. When you saw this, when sorrow,
period of Satan of the beast.
I mean, to him,
those things,
yeah, we just
they are so amazing.
At Maria, what only
let's finish here. We hear.
Bikulabi abatumi isule yokuna olinyosa tumukaa
Acts chapter 4 verse 36
Ne Yusufu abatumi gwebaita Barunaba okutegezebwa kwaliyo nti mwana wa Sanyu omulevi eyazalirwe Kupulo asatu mumusambu yalina nnimiro najitunda nalete feza najiteka kubigire bya abatumi
abatumi bonna abali ne bingi
gababye apostles who had plenty of possessions
ne bagamba ka
let's reduce some power and raise our other brethren.
When
they come and abuse us, they have evil spirits. And they begin to
talk,
you don't know anointing on me. Now you, we are in the
story.
We are in storied house, you are in furnace structures. Now when will God arise for you? They
stole
us after stealing and robbing from us. And they said, I will see. Just to touch this, my sword.
The
tap of the anointing. I need those with
$500.
Now you bring yourself that you have 5,000 shillings. Now look at people like you. You come from which villages?
And
these are people corrupted in the way. They are pastors, they are dead dogs of a village. You know, Bible speaks those pastors are dogs. They are greedy dogs, never getting satisfied.
Others
are gathered for 40 years. Up to now, they gather.
Bible says
Isaiah. Pastors who don't get satisfied, these are greedy dogs.
Four years
is gathered and he doesn't want to leave the pulpit. He's walking like that. They're struggling to speak. They don't leave pulpits.
For
girls, can I spend them standing here? Now you've been trained in what? And you are to stand where else? 40 years I've rested. I will not reach 40 years. Like 5 years. And
me,
I leave the pulpit. 5 to 7. Me, I'm not appearing. Where do I sit? Though they call crusades, it's you. The wisdom you'll have a lot of and the knowledge.
Weeks,
but you speak scriptures. Just calling of angels to work.
40 years. If they give me 40 years, I say, Lord, I am not a perfect disciple.
Three and a half years,
you left us men here. They are dangerous in the world. 40 years, I'm a fool. I am not near to Jesus at all. We train them 3 and a half years.
And
apostles. Train them in visions like Paul. And they were people. Someone 30 years. You ask them where is heaven. It is there. Give me scriptures. Pastor is the one knowing it. Built church, those people are not built.
God
goes to Jeremiah 4:21 and down. These are senseless children. Those never accept it even. People 40 years, they have not understood. It means you don't understand well. Even in school, which 40 years you came out at least understanding? In the physical school,
you studied
7 years and you speak English fluent.
Fluent
in scriptures, 7 years in church. What are you doing in there?
You
run from there, for they cannot build you as church.
As we finish 7 years
here, we will be fluent in scriptures. Even in power, in the world. Physically, even spiritually, you have nothing. Fighting to death, you are forcing.
Yes,
fighting. If you train an army,
though
you give them a gun, they can never use it. You just beat them. They throw down the guns and run off. Those are people in the church now. You find them with a gun, they don't know even how to use it. Those of the word of God. You shoot them with the same and they run off.
Muslim gets a Bible
and he challenges a born again. Let's finish here. Praise Jesus.
Yes,
ended as he told us. Even some apostles gave out what they have for building the church. Each as their need was. Now we shall watch over you from where you come from. We have to build it spiritually and physically as the church. As by the Spirit of God.
But
this is the only way which we move and run from the evil spirit, the spirit of Satan, the spirit of the beast, which has ended to appear in the fourth beast,
right
in the Daniel 7.
Roman Empire.
That is the Roman Empire, which fought salvation, both for the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and the right Christ and his church. And they created its image, the Roman Catholic Church, which they have changed all things. Sold and business moved on like they do today. Yet they claim as if they build church. Yet it's the buildings.
It's
there at the mosques, Those fall in that drama.
The Protestant which are supposed
to protest against it fell. Salvation arisen then. Salvation which arisen in 1800 from America. It went back the same ways.
As
it reached
2000,
it called church to be
in,
and it ceased to be.
And
buildings had become churches in the world.
Gatherings
of much money.
That
supporting the work of God. Not work of building churches, not the work. Someone.
So Amadini Maji.
Now many religions and many beliefs. Which are not on the motive of building the Church of Christ, the saints of God, the children of God.
And
they've built many buildings. That's the spirit of the devil and its works. The day of tomorrow, we shall come back see purgatory and its money, how it blasphemed the blood of Jesus. To count it as if it never cleansed you.
For
so they took it as money, which was offered. When you will die, when you had sins, it will recommend you in the place they call purgatory.
Next to heaven.
That next Chirilanye Guru. There they punish you, remove you, take you on ahead to heaven. But Apostle Martin Luther protested against it. But as it proved now, all most of protesting is never working. Protestantism, which was salvation, went back in the hands of the Roman Empire or the Roman Catholic Church. And when they went to Protestant,
is
where you preach to confess the Catholic Church. One who make that they call the religious
council.
For if they have differences, they wouldn't have been a reconciliation. Now we shall come look at those things on the day of tomorrow. Purgatory, how they are. Is it there or not? You will give out money for that.
And we
recommend you for sin. Will it be possible? That thing called purgatory and its money. There are even pastors who speak of it. And they say the poor will not go to heaven.
It
means you must have some money to go to heaven.
There,
even those who have gathered in the born again and they are led by Kenneth Copeland
to
accept that the Pope is a child of God.
Now,
things of madness, plenty are moving on by the spirit of Satan, the spirit of the beast. We shall look at that tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for coming.